You're listening to KVOVO Digital, the podcast.
Bula and welcome to the TVOVO Rugby Podcast. I'm Carlton Kamea. For those of you who don't know, TVOVO Rugby has been around as Fiji's highest selling rugby magazine or magazine in any form since 1999. Forced into hibernation since early 2020 by COVID-19, we've just emerged to launch TVOVORugby.com in mid-February 2022. So enjoy it and thanks for joining us. I know that I've spoken about this in an earlier podcast, but after flicking TV channels between the HSBC Singapore Sevens and another channel featuring the Fijian Drua interim CEO Brian Thorburn last night, I've got even more questions to ask about the very high ticket prices. Look, don't get me wrong, I'm a certified rugby nut for sure, and watching live rugby games featuring top Fiji teams in Sevens or Fifteens is my passion and something I've been reporting, commentating on and podcasting now for decades. Maybe I'm just another old fart. Anyway, what got up my nose was how powerful, arrogant or cheeky is the interim CEO that he can repeat his threat, first reported in the Fiji Sun last week, that if we locals don't start buying tickets to the Fijian Drua versus Highlanders game on the 30th of April, then he will delay the TV broadcasting of the game by 2 hours. Can he really do that? What about the local TV company that holds the free-to-air live broadcast rights, MyTV? What about the local TV company that holds the live pay-per-view rights, Digicel? What about all us Sky subscribers who have paid to watch this game and others live? What about the rest of our country? Will they all suffer a 2-hour delayed broadcast just because the interim CEO of the Fijian Drua says so? While the interim CEO was making his threat in a Fiji flag blue Fijian Drua Bulla shirt with a big Bulla smile like a true blue Aussie tourist, I thought, he emphasized that we locals need to change our ways and don't leave things to the last minute, but buy our tickets to the game early because we cannot have only 5,000 or 10,000 people there. We need to show the world a full house. The interim Fijian Drua CEO further said that these ticket prices, $30 for adults on the grass embankment, $75 for the cement embankment, and between $150 and $185 for the grandstand, were lower than the ticket prices for Super Rugby Pacific Games in 2019 and 2020. Remember those days? Hello. We had a minor hiccup with a pandemic sweep through our country since then, killing over 1,000 people and causing tens of thousands to lose their jobs, and also smashing our economy for six. What he so conveniently goose-steps better than David Campese is that ticket prices for all the other Super Rugby Pacific games in Australia and New Zealand are no more than $30 for the grandstand seats. So why 75 to 185 here in Fiji? Finally, the interim Fijian Drua CEO Brian Thorburn also admitted, what we can clearly see on TV, that in all their home games in Australia so far this season, they had only sold 1,200 tickets. That's right, only 1,200 tickets sold so far in 3 home games in Australia at, say, $40 a head. And he wants us locals here in Fiji to rush out and buy 10,000 tickets for $75 to $185, or he'll block the TV broadcast? No thanks. As we always do in Suva, check the weather on the day, in the morning, and then maybe, if it's not going to rain, just maybe, we'll buy a ticket to that game last minute. We're not stupid. Okay, so there I am switching back to the HSBC Singapore Sevens, and you know what? The honest-to-goodness truth really is, interim CEO, when you take all the emotions out of us supporting the Fijian Drua like we have with our heart and soul, they aren't really that good. And what's more, they're not getting any better. It's sorry to say, but that's the truth. Moana Pacifica are improving every week, whereas our guys seem to be going backwards. Our Fiji Sevens team in Singapore, now that's how you get excited about supporting a team and buying tickets. For the TVOVORugby.com podcast, I'm Carlton Kamea. Malo, Binaa, and thank you. please hit the subscribe link below now if you'd like to receive more news, views and reviews free for the next 12 months as we start charging a small subscription fee from June. Thank you for your support.